in the last days. The mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many peoples will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us His ways so that we may walk in His paths. The law, the Torah, will go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between many nations. He will settle disputes for many peoples, and they will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for any war anymore. Come, O house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Chapter 4 and verse 2, in that day the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the land will be the pride and the glory of the survivors in Israel. Those who are left in Zion, who remain, all who are recorded among the living in Jerusalem, the Lord will wash away the filth of the women of Zion. He will cleanse the bloodstains from Jerusalem by a spirit of judgment and a spirit of fire. Then the Lord will create over all of Mount Zion and over all those who assemble there a cloud of smoke by day and a glow of flaming fire by night. And all the glory will be a canopy. It will be a sukkah. It will be a tabernacle. He will spread His tent over all of Mount Zion, and we will see exactly what the children of Israel saw in the wilderness every day of their lives. Whew. Isaiah chapter 9. This is good stuff. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on His shoulders, and He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of His government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over His kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord will accomplish this. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6. The wolf will lie down with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together. A little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together. And the lion will eat straw like an ox. The infant will play near the hole of a cobra. And a young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. Excuse me, since when is there going to be cobras and vipers in heaven? Every single description is of here. It is God coming here to dwell with you. I am God. There is no one like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times what is still to come. Your end is your beginning. It is the Garden of Eden. It is walking in fellowship with your Creator and learning His ways. But will God, will He really dwell on earth? And then I saw a new heaven. Just listen. Just close your Bibles and listen. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first earth and the first heaven had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them, and they will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then He said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all of this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.